Aren't we all just ready to get back to normal? I'm back in the LifeWord studio, and I can't tell you how great this is. Producer Nick is here, 6 feet away, of course. I'm in my chair with my pillow on set. It's wonderful. I've missed this feeling of normal. Since coronavirus, the studio had to close for a while, so I've been recording for LifeWord Ministries in my backyard, which I didn't mind, but isn't it nice when things start to feel normal again? I know you can relate. Many of you are still working from home, offices remain closed, and so much remains shut down as leaders try to manage phases of reopening. Business as usual will not be business as usual for some time. We reluctantly and very cautiously go to restaurants, get our hair cut, or begin to step back into some routines and small gatherings, but it's different. We're distanced and wearing masks and washing our hands like crazy. I've heard many say we'll be living in a new normal, possibly into next year. And to be honest, the thought of that rattles me in moments, and I don't like the phrase new normal. Still, there have been days I found the silver lining in the midst of this pandemic. Schedules slowed down, more family time, meals around the table, and priorities shifting is not a bad thing. But I just want to go back to being with people, hugging and shaking hands. My heart longs for what was. That's life sometimes, isn't it? We long for what seemed normal. Here's the thing. This life and all of its pain and struggle is not ever meant to feel normal because it's broken. We've always seen the brokenness, but in more recent days, it's been more on display. What we must realize is that the broken normal of this world is not what we were created for. Writer and lay theologian C.S. Lewis had this to say: if we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world. I must keep alive in myself the desire for my true country, which I shall not find till after death. I must never let it get snowed under or turned aside. I must make it the main object of life to press on to that country and to help others to do the same. I have to think those words of C.S. Lewis were inspired by this truth found in the Faith Hall of Fame chapter of Hebrews, Hebrews 11:16. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Brothers and sisters, this world will never feel normal. As the writer of Hebrews wrote about faithful men and women that pursued God's will over anything else in this life, their faith displayed how they weren't looking for normal on this earth. They were longing for a better country. When we live our lives by faith and walk these days out in truth and love, not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, our hearts are freed from longing for normal. We begin longing for a better country, a heavenly one. That's the truth. Press on to that country and use your voice and life to help others do the same. I'm Lori Klein.